All right, go ahead and give me your name and your title for me, please, Todd.
Todd Hubbs, agricultural economist, University of Illinois.
And we're here at the Illinois Farm Economics Summit in Mount Vernon. Tell us what your message was today about the presentation you were giving.
I was talking about commodity outlook, mainly corn and soybean prices moving through the 2018-19 marketing year. And with all the trade issues we have in the world, particularly with China, I feel like, you know, if you see soybean prices around nine, a little over nine, like we're seeing in some cash markets now, it might be a good place to get in, barring some kind of resolution of the trade issue. And corn prices, I see a little bit of strength going through the marketing year, but maybe not as strong as we would like to see or that we saw, you know, back at the turn of this decade, somewhat flat with the carry in place. But if you see corn prices $3.90, $4, it may be a good selling point. Overall, you know, I think under the current market environment we're at now, somewhat flat prices.
You talked there at the end, if there was any numbers from your presentation that people were going to take away, you said it'd be 4 and 9. Why are those numbers to remember?
It's about marketing corn and soybeans. You know, if you get those prices, I think those are prices you'll be happy you sold some. If that's the worst sale you make all marketing year, even in 2019, I'll be happy for you out there if you're a producer trying to sell your crop. If you can't make it work at those prices, you might have a tough time getting them much higher than that as we move in through 2019.
You mentioned that it's a delicate place for soybeans going into 2019.
It really is. Just a lot of uncertainty with the trade negotiations with China. I mean, we've seen them after the G20 summit. They said they'd buy some. They've bought not a lot. We would prefer to see them buy much, much more. And right now, the USDA's got the 18-19 soybean exports at $1.9 billion. We'll need China to buy more than they currently have to hit that number in the 18-19 marketing year. And while crush is going strong, we're not going to be able to crush ourselves out of the kind of crop we put together in 2018. So there's a decent probability if we don't get some kind of resolution, and even if we do get a resolution with the kind of crop Brazil's putting in this year, there's going to be fierce competition in the export markets and soybeans in 2019. So, you know, we could see ending stocks building even more before it's all said and done.
Any advice for farmers going into 2019?
You know, have a marketing plan. If you haven't been doing one, or they're not hard to do, really. And there's a lot of ways to sell crops. You don't have to go into the futures market if you don't want to. But have a plan in place. Think about what kind of prices you can make a profit at, and if you get an opportunity, you know, make the sale. If you're going to wait around for, you know, $11 beans and $5 corn, I have a feeling you're going to be waiting a while.